Juno's Alliance Group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people has been going through a renaissance with new board members and energy. Now, with recent grant funding, SIGLA hopes to increase visibility and awareness in the capital city and beyond. Lisa Fu has more.
SIGLA has been around since the early 1980s, providing support for the LGBTQ community in Juneau. The name used to be an acronym for Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Alliance, but it's moved away from that strict definition to be more inclusive. For years, SIGLA's programming consisted of a weekly Friday night social and an annual picnic. Last year, SIGLA organized a first-ever Pride Week in Juneau with about a dozen events. James Hoagland is one of 8 volunteer board members.
We did a film festival, a hike, a kickball game, a karaoke night, a big dance, and a picnic, all sorts of different kinds of events, because we wanted to see who was out there, who our community was, and what they needed from us. And we found that they liked all of those events, and they said, we need more of this, and we need to do it even bigger.
The annual picnic last year drew about 200 people, the biggest attendance in the organization's history. It recently received a $5,000 grant from the Pride Foundation, which supports LGBTQ groups in the Northwest. It awarded funds to 56 organizations, 3 in Alaska. This is the largest grant SIGLA has ever received. The money will help expand programming.
We know that there are hundreds of people out there who just even locally want to get together and do things and build community in all sorts of ways.
SIGLA is meant to be an alliance group for all of Southeast Alaska, but it's historically served just Juneau. The grant will allow the nonprofit to bridge gaps and offer services to other Southeast communities. Hoagland says individuals in Ketchikan, Haines, Sitka, and Skagway have reached out to SIGLA. Josh Hemsath with Pride Foundation in Anchorage says the organization gave funding to SIGLA for this very reason. Anchorage-based Identity Inc. also received a grant to bring students from rural areas to a youth leadership summit at Birchwood Camp.
The need that we were seeing was how best to address serving individuals, whether they be youth or people who experience geographic isolation because they live in rural and remote communities.
Outside of grant funding, Hoagland hopes SIGLA can grow in other ways.
It'll be particularly interesting during the legislative session and figuring out how to plug SIGLA into the really dynamic political landscape that's going on right now in Alaska for LGBT people.
With the legalization of same-sex marriage, Hoagland says other issues are ripe for change. Representatives Kathy Munoz, a Republican, and Democrat Andy Josephson have pre-filed bills to add sexual orientation to the state's anti-discrimination laws. Hoagland says SIGLA can play a role in education. He says many Alaskans don't even realize that people can get fired from a job because of sexual orientation.
They thought that maybe we're protected under another law or something like that. And it's just not the case. And I think that most people understand that that's just not fair. And just opening up their eyes to the importance of putting that on the books in writing so that we can make sure that people don't experience a really tragic situation like losing your job just because of the person you love.
Hoagland says making a political impact will be a natural outcome of expanding membership and strengthening SIGLA. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.